Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit today in relation to the life of the believer, and I want to use a kind of an unusual verse when it comes to talking about the Holy Spirit. And it's found in Hebrews chapter 9, and it might be the most complete Trinitarian verse in the Bible, and by Trinitarian I mean Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A verse that encapsulates in one thought the visual idea of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Notice that it's the blood of Christ, the eternal Holy Spirit, and God all in one picture. Because what Christ did with his blood, he did through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, who is eternal, by the way. The adjective that the author of Hebrews uses is eternal Spirit in God. And eternal Spirit tells us the magnitude and the length to which the Holy Spirit goes. Because he's the eternal Spirit, whatever the Holy Spirit does in the life of the believer through the finished work, notice that he's called the eternal Spirit after the blood of Christ is introduced. Once the blood of Christ is introduced, he does the same work then forever. Whatever work the Holy Spirit was doing prior to the shed blood of Jesus, his role has changed. Now that the blood of Jesus has been shed, he takes on the role of eternal Spirit due to the blood of Christ, because the blood of Christ was offered as a sacrifice for all of us, according to Hebrews 9 and 12, once for all, giving us eternal redemption. We have eternal redemption because we have the eternal Spirit. Once Jesus shed his blood, offered himself up to God, the eternal Spirit provides eternal redemption to those who accept Christ for what he has done. And what Christ has done is offered himself for the sins of many. And then according to the last verse of Hebrews 9, for those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. In other words, when we accept Christ and then eagerly anticipate his revelation, his appearance in our lives, the appearance that Christ makes in us through the agency of the eternal Holy Spirit does not come into us to deal with sin. He comes in us to deal with salvation. So the role of the Holy Spirit post-cross is to deal with the believer about their salvation, because their sin has already been dealt with on the cross. Since sin has been dealt with through the finished work of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is not in the business of dealing with your sin. In fact, the Holy Spirit never deals with your sin now that Jesus has dealt with your sin on the cross, because if he deals with your sin, he would be denying that Christ has already dealt with your sin. The latter part of the 9th chapter of Hebrews is basically to get the believer to believe, get the reader rather, to believe that Christ's death was a sacrificial death done on behalf of the world, so that by believing it, you could receive eternal redemption through the agency of the eternal Spirit. And the eternal Spirit then would then deal with you on a day-to-day basis, a moment-to-moment basis, with your salvation rather than always dealing with you about your sin. We'll pick it up there tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.